No, I wish I could have.
For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One moment silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated.
Can I speak up?
We're going to move the agenda around just a little bit. We're going to get the Umball Civic Rate Report in after we approve the minutes from February 15th, 2016. Do we have those minutes?
We do. I think there's one change that needs to be made. My brother did not attend. Again. It should be Tim Passmore, not Tom Passmore.
Jim last time.
But trust me, I've been called worse.
I'll make a motion to approve with the correction.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes and then second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Minutes are passed. Now let's move on to the Umball Civic Report, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a good one, right?
Yeah. I'll quickly go over the study. There's about 20-something pages, but I'll go over the high points for you. If you want to turn to page 2, again, Doug Baldessari and Jessica Eckerly here with Umball. We prepared the study. The city has some sewage works projects that need to get done. On page 2, we've laid out, based on information from the city and from your engineers, what projects are out there that need to be done. This is an all-encompassing list. At this point, we're looking to skinny that down a little bit and just do some of the larger projects at this point. But there's really two main options to finance the projects to do a long-term bond issue. There's either the State Revolving Loan Fund Program, which is a subsidized interest rate loan program run by the state that gives you sub-AAA interest rates on your bonds. They're 20-year bonds. And at this point, the rate is 2% for 20 years, which is really pretty unbelievable interest rate that's fixed for 20 years. The costs are lower if you use the state fund. You don't have an underwriter's discount and other things. As you can see, the total project costs we have here are about 2.8 for SRF and 2.87 on the open market. So it's a little more expensive. The real cost savings are on the interest rates that you'll get. The interest rates are about 1% higher on average for an open market issue than it is for an SRF issue. So from a sheer cost saving standpoint, the SRF does save some money. If you want to turn to page, on pages 3 through 10, we have amortization schedules of whether you might consider a level, which means the individual amortization schedule over the 20 years is a level which paid the same total payment over the 20 years, or wrap, which means you push the principal out until the outstanding bonds, which are outstanding right now, so that you keep your rates down a little bit lower, but it does cost you more interest on those bonds. So I won't go into too much there, unless there are specific questions. I guess the summary on those is, if you turn to page 4, this assumes an SRF level. You can see that about halfway down, your total payments with the 2015 bonds are about $260,000 per year, and that drops to $180,000. So, and that's assuming a level. On page 6, if you look, a wrap will overall, including the outstanding debt service, give you level for 20 years. And like, you know, either is fine, except it does cost you more to wrap it. Do you really need to wrap it in this case? Probably not, but it is an option, so we wanted to lay it out there. The next couple are open market at the higher interest rate, and give you the same information. Overall, the open market's going to cost you about $20,000 more a year, and about $500,000 with these project costs over the life of the bond. So it is significant savings to go through the SRF program. I'm going to turn to page 15. If I'm going through fast, or if I have, if you have specific questions, please feel free to ask. Page 15 lays out the total revenue requirements of the sewer utility and the revenues. You have your normal collection treatment sewer revenues at about $1.4 million per year. You have other interest income, liens, dumping fees. So your total revenues are about $1.4 million currently. The operation maintenance disbursements normalized for 2016 are about $1 million. You have outstanding debt service of $86,500 on your outstanding bonds. And depending on the scenario you choose, we've laid out the debt service ranging from $140,000 to $200,000 per year, depending on the method. But what we're saying here is if you don't change your rates, how much you can have left for replacements and improvements, that's what's on the bottom. And the last time the rates were set, which was back in 2007, was the last phase of the rate increase, where the rates went to $34 per month for residential user. That the amount for replacements, capital replacements and improvements, was $300,000 per year. And that's what the city has been spending. When you have an old system, it's got to be kept up. Lines need to be replaced. Treatment plant needs to be kept up. So is that $100,000 or $140,000 per year enough? Probably likely not. But it's. So on page 16, $34 even residential flat rate.
Commercial.
So on page 16, we looked at all the same scenarios, but we said, well, let's put in what the annual capital improvements from rates has been and was set at before, $300,000 per year. And you can see that there is a slight increase needed in order to pay for the bonds and also pay for the capital improvements and your operating expenses to keep you whole, of about $4, $4.35 per month, which would bring your $34 up to $39.75.
And that's on a $2.8 million project.
That's on a $2.8 million project, where with the skinny down projects, that number will change a little bit, but it'll be a little bit less than that.
34 to what?
$39.75. Or $38.75, I'm sorry. You're good. So you can see that, you know, it's been 10 years and you haven't adjusted your rates. So just from that time frame and the fact that it's a project, it might make some sense to do so in order to keep your sewage works operating like it should. We do have a rate comparison on page 20. And a comparison is a comparison. Each sewer utility is different in the way it's set up and what its requirements are and how they're getting hit with their long-term control plans. But as you can see, Winchester at $34 compares very favorably to communities around it and like-sized communities. Even with an assumed increase, it would still compare very favorably. So it's, you know, it's just one consideration to see how you're doing comparatively. And no one likes a rate increase, but it has been 10 years.
Is this Union City number the one?
It is not. We prepared the report the day they were changing the rates. So, yeah, it's up to
$65. What is Union City paying now?
They will be paying $65 per month.
They will be paying $65.
Yeah. And now, like I said, everyone's situation is different, but that is the rate. So there's a lot here. I'm throwing a lot at you. I do understand that the project for the generator at least is pretty immediate. We need to do that.
Critical.
It's part of this study. And we did do a little stormwater rate calculation too. The sewer currently pays for stormwater costs through the sewage works. A lot of communities are going with a separate individual stormwater fee for those costs. It's nothing that has to be done, but we did do a calculation of, on page 18, of what that might be per equivalent, per residential unit, and which could range from $6 to $9. Now, if you did the stormwater fee, you wouldn't do the sewer increase to the extent that it is. It's just, figured they should be taking some of the costs off the sewage works for the stormwater. And that might be confusing things, but. And that's nothing that has to be considered, but I thought it is something that you should know about. The balance of the information is just historical data that we use to compile the study. Currently the sewage works is fine the way it is, but once you add a project in with debt service and have to repay and pay for these other capital projects, that puts an additional financial strain on the utility. The sewage works. I know I'll do that pretty quickly, but are there any questions or any comments?
It makes much more sense to do the second time around.
So, but we will be coming out with a revised study based on the revised projects. For everyone to look at.
Yeah, we wanted to see what all of them, you know, the list of needs of a plan would be if we wanted to tackle them all at one time. But I don't think that that's right now. I think that we need to ask Doug to go back and do this again just for the two very critical ones and have a clearer picture. So we're going to tell HWC to kind of put the hold on the bids for right now until we get these numbers back just for the critical.
Mayor, I've already talked to them when we got done and told them to put the brakes on until we get back with them.
Great.
Until we see what the numbers going to look like.
You still want to include that meter though, don't you?
You know, Bob,
so we're talking to the generator.
Talk to you. I mean, you run the plan. You know more about it than anybody.
It needs done, but I don't think, you know, we're looking at this big a number. I think that's something we can do within our annual revenue.
Okay.
And not have to pay an interest on it or anything.
Okay.
Like that. We can,
gotcha.
You know, I think, and it was mentioned, you know, once we get this done and put together, we need to sit down. We got good numbers and we need to put down a capital improvement plan together, target years to try to start chipping away at it. And I think that's something that you all can kind of help.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be great to have in here.
Same for the roof.
The roof lines we can handle within our annual revenue this year.
Just like pump our meter.
Yeah. I think there's some things we can, first mark, we can handle within our annual revenues.
I think it's a wise choice going through the state program, mm-hmm, from an open market.
I mean, from a cost standpoint, $500,000, or it, now with a smaller project, that number's going to go down.
Right.
But you're still saving significant dollars over. And you do have a good credit rating and all, but it's just, you know, you just can't beat us up AAA rate. You can't issue that.
For those joining us tonight, I think to kind of catch you all up, we have an immediate need for a backup generator at the sewage plant. And if that generator were able to go out, all of us are in a lot of trouble because we cannot keep our plant functioning at all. So that is an immediate need that we have to do. And there are other needs like drying beds where we take the sewage and we dry them out and then we remove the sewage to the landfill. It's much more complicated than that.
Right.
Those need updated as well. But at the same time, we have to keep up with work and aging infrastructure in the city. And so you have to balance this very carefully about how much you put into your plant as opposed to how much you spend out in the city doing infrastructure repairs. So it's a challenge to find out where exactly is that magical number, and there's a lot of information that I've learned tonight because Doug came in and presented to us, we really appreciate it, Doug. Even though we have to choose our own path, we can see the path. We can see the different paths now. I think before we couldn't even see the paths.
Yeah, and by doing some of this stuff now, it saves some money down the road by generating the revenues to cover these capital projects. Now, the SRF will, there'll be an engineering study that needs to be done, which will slow things down a little bit from the time frame that you were kind of looking at, but, you know, that the cost savings will, makes that work better, I think. So.
Thank you. You're talking generator, drying beds, and we've got to do the electrical panels too, right?
The electrical panels, that's another project we can do. That's where we're walking the fine line of cash on hand and financing, and financing the generator and the drying beds. We can do a lot of these with cash on hand, which will save money in the long term too.
Right,
but that just gets us those big two critical things out of the way, and that's where I said the cash on hand plan can come into play, knowing what we're going to target. Yeah, we're here to help our budgeting process and everything.
And the drying beds, a definite need due to the phosphorus and all
that. Yeah,
that's
going to present.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I think that's a good idea. With the two items for now.
Any further discussion? We're going to move into public concerns at this point, and because of the amount of folks who have joined us tonight, I want to ask that we limit our concerns to 3 minutes per person. Your input and your opinion are valued, but due to time constraints and just feasibility, I would ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes per person. And again, this is a public meeting, not necessarily a public hearing. So we are here to listen, okay? So the floor is open. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Karen.
Do you want to say your name because you're being recorded?
My name's Karen Pittman, and I live at 404 Westwood Drive. And we wanted to, as a community, as a neighborhood, voice some of our concerns about some issues that we've had in our neighborhood. And I understand, the infrastructure versus the public projects, but I wanted you to be aware of what we've had to deal with in our neighborhood in the last probably almost 8 years. I moved to Westwood Drive in June of 2000, was when I bought my house. And of course I didn't buy my house, without looking at under the crawl space, and it was dry. And it remained dry until 2007 when we had a soil pipe leak in one of our bathrooms. And the plumber came and knocked on the back door, and his coveralls were totally covered with mud. And he said, well, I can fix this, but your big problem is you've got water standing underneath your house. And between 2007 and the last one was August of 2012. We have had 7 contractors at our house, and we have spent almost $12,800 underneath our house. We've installed 2 sump pumps. We had all the insulation redone under our floors. Our floors are still... they still move when you walk on them. We've had vents, fans. We had coolies come in and tie in all of our downspouts, and they put an 8-inch drain all the way back to the creek. And that has seemed to help, that where my house is located, I'm right in the middle and my house is the lowest, so I'm getting runoff from the south. And it comes around in between Westwood Drive and Houston, and it goes all the way back in the back, and then it comes across Wallace's property and Canada's property to get into we had two drains put in the backyard. And so I have to wait on that water, and it stands in all three yards until it can come into our drain and go out to the creek. So, you know, it's just like you guys, you do what you have to do. And I know Chris was down when Cooley's did that work, and they tested the water out there, and it tested with chlorine in it. So it's city water that's coming down the street, and we don't have any curbs, there's no sidewalk, there's nothing to stop it. And, you know, we've lived in the city, our property was annexed in 1967, and we've not really, you know, received the total services as sidewalks and curbs, but, you know, I think if we just had some curbs and, like, lips on the driveways, we could, you know, get that water to go down to where the drains are and out to the creek. But, you know, thank goodness I'm not fighting it, you know, from the street and back in the back, because we do have a large bank back there. But
so you're not getting any water out of the creek bank up here?
No, I'm not from the back, because our bank is very high in the back.
Are you guys in a floodplain? Do you have to pay flood insurance?
No.
No, you're not considered in a floodplain?
No.
That changed over the years, hasn't it?
But it's just, like I said, for 7 years, I mean, when we would, you know, occasionally have to go, you know, you'd have to go underneath your house and do electrical stuff or whatever. And it was so dry under there that, you know, it was dusty. And then when that contractor beat on our door and he was standing there like, you know, mud man, I was like, we couldn't believe it. And he took pictures on his cell phone, and it was, it was up high enough that we had to replace all the insulation underneath our house.
Tell me again, Karen, when you noticed the change from it being dry to wet?
In 2007, we had a leak in Cole's bathroom, and it was under the house. The soil pipe was broken, and we had to replace it, which was under the house, and that's when this all started.
My concern is you say it's city water. I mean, you would think the water company would start seeing a problem.
Well, we thought so too, but.
So you don't believe it to be
runoff
from the rain?
We don't know. I mean, Chris, those guys said it was tested with chlorine. It tested with chlorine in it.
You know, I know they tried to contact the water company.
It's got chlorine in it. It's a leak somewhere.
I called the water company, and Pat did come down and told me he checked all the lines around the neighborhood, and there was no leakage anywhere. But you asked me something, if you have chlorine in your water on the outside of your house. That's what got everything started to begin with.
Were any of you on a well? What's the longest any of you have lived out there?
I've lived there 15 years.
I've lived there 15.
So none of the properties were on a well when you?
Oh, no.
No.
We're all on city water.
Okay, because I live in the city and I'm on a well.
Oh, okay.
I ask, and we got water problems where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just damp all the time. But something to do with water cable.
But, I don't know. My front yard was flooding, and then Curly, they come down and put me a drain out there in front. I mean, it was moving down there. I looked at it. He said, "Man, I can't believe this." And I said, "My yard keeps sinking." And they come down and put a drain in front and a big thing and fixed it.
We extended the storm sewer from South Street back up as far as we could go elevation wise to your to that.
Yeah.
You know. And I think I told Mo that, you know, there is the possibility your next storm sewer is back there on Heenston. I mean, you can do something up there to help carry that front water away, you know, because there is no infrastructure up till the next block, which is Heenston. So there's nothing there, you know, assuming you can hit that elevation, which would have front side and runoff from the streets.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's the issue, though. If you were
dry up to 2007,
we had big rains from 2007.
Right, so I mean, something's changed. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It was from my front yard, the rain.
Right, but we're talking about two different.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's going to help, because even when we dug out, we dug all over your front yard.
Is everyone else experiencing the same thing in their crawl spaces?
I get back when we had that flood, a couple years ago, I got water, but then everybody had water down there.
You aren't experiencing it on a regular basis like the Pittmans are?
No, not like Karen.
Okay.
So you stay damp all the time.
Right, and it basically under that, like everybody else is, they've got water in their yards, but they're dry in their houses, but Rosalind and Buddy and Conan and Kathy and I, we have spent a lot of money.
So your crawl space is what also?
Well, we got a basement.
Okay.
We got a run around and it goes into the sub pump and then we pump it out for the creek. And it runs constantly when it rains. Water stands in our backyard for 2-3 days.
I got pictures of you, I'll show them to you.
Yeah, but like, so I get water from Conan and Buddy back into my backyard, but I've tried to take care of that. And then just Bill Davis lives one house to the north of me, and then we've got water that any, when it rains, I mean, just like there in December when we had that rain, and then we had it again about a week and a half ago, but we get water between us and then it goes to Bill's volleyball court. But you know, I mean, I'm getting it from both sides, and I, you know, as long as I can keep it out of my crawl space, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, and we've pretty much got our, I mean, our backyard's dry now. But you know, then it floods down there, and then all their water comes across and goes through that drain we put in, that's right back there by the creek, and then goes out. But it's just been an ongoing battle since 2007.
Is there a perimeter drain in your crawl space or around your house with the sump?
That's us.
That's you?
That's
us. Is it on the outside of your house? Or
yeah.
Okay.
It was put there when they built the basement.
We didn't do a perimeter drain. The contractor ditched under the house to the sump pump area and hooked that up to the pipe, went out the wall to the creek. And then that was...
With two drains in the yard.
Yeah, well, the first drain is 10. We had to replace that one because it wasn't working with a larger pipe. That's when Cooley come in. And I don't know what he did and took it out to creek again with a larger pipe.
Yeah, the first pipe that we had put in wasn't big enough to carry all the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I'm still concerned about the chlorine. And it just makes...
We got two where you're talking, we're talking about two different issues.
I mean, she's talking about the chlorine, the water being tested for chlorine.
Right, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've gave them numbers of grade, you know, people in charge of every number I have to call somebody Indian American, and
I've called down there, they don't even answer the phone. Huh.
I don't even think they give niggas. I don't think They're just driving down the road and just doing whatever.
Well, see, I thought we had our problem solved when we found chlorine in the water outside the house. I thought, well, Pat had come down, find the leak, fix it, and we're done. He said they couldn't find anything. But I would say if we tested today, there'd still be chlorine in the front yard somewhere. But we're trying to keep it out from around the house so if we can get our flooring braced up and redone this year. That's the main issue, what we've been trying to do for quite a while now. But if we can control the water, at least guide it somewhere, away from the properties, then that'd be 90% of the problem solved right there.
Yes, Jim Clark.
Just real quick, the issue with you said there's grants out there for curbs and raised lifts for driveways. Can we pursue that, getting a grant down there to, that can alleviate some of the problem?
You're saying I said there's grants out there?
Yeah.
I said there may be grants out there.
Okay.
Definitely look.
I mean, we, somehow we got to figure out a way to get, keep that water off of us that's coming down there.
Yeah.
And I know the drains are helping, okay? I agree with that.
But they don't go all the way down.
But they don't go all the way down.
Yeah, I think they are.
I was given an available amount of money, and I did as much as I could squeeze out of.
Appreciate that.
And we, and we understand that.
I lost elevation, so we'd have to take care of the front side of the drains, we'd have to flip and go the other way because of elevation issues.
Yeah, and I know that, I couldn't imagine. I've lived in my house for 5 years, and I know that you have every right to be impatient with this. But as for me and this board, this is maybe our fifth time that we've met. And so we're taking steps.
Yeah,
even before you came in, you heard a report from the financial expert to how we go forward to addressing these problems. And at the same time, take care of the issues at the wastewater treatment plant that affect everyone.
Right.
So we want to be responsible. We want to help all that we can. And we definitely know there's a problem here. I really, really applaud you for coming in tonight. I don't think there's too many people that's come into a board of works meeting.
I would like to have time to speak. My problem's just a bit different, but yet I live in the same area.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Karen.
And I just felt like if you didn't hear what was going on, how do you know?
Absolutely.
You know,
if you don't tell us, we don't know.
Exactly. And that's why we wanted to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please state your name, please.
Yes, I'm Katie Wright. I live at 730 West Will Street. I live at the corner of Will and Westwood. And all of these people that are here tonight live across the street from me on Westwood. My problem is my backyard, and I'm not getting their water. I'm getting water off of Westwood, the street, and especially the alley behind me. It is running off, it is running off on the east side of my property at Dave Berger's place, running down into my yard, and I have pictures here if you'd like to see them. And I don't care if it gets out in my yard, because it does go away, but when it gets up into my foundation, that scares me a little bit. I don't have a lot of money to spend on my home. My husband's passed away. They did put a drain in the alley when they did the work in front of Gwen's and in front of Oni's. They put a drain in the alley, but I think the drain's higher. The water is not getting to it. The water, that alley is like on a hill, and the water is going off on the south side of it before it ever gets to that drain. So the drain is serving no purpose at all.
Was this a couple weeks ago when we had the rain?
No, that was earlier. That was
December.
Yes, that was December. But I have it, I have it every time they're dealing with water, I'm dealing with water. So, and I had already shown Sean a picture of that and talked to him a little bit. Now, I was told that because my backyard is, because it is my backyard, that I'm not going to get any assistance with that. But if it had been my front yard, I would have. But, I'm on a corner, and it is street water, and...
Can you clarify
When you were told this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us plans when you were told this? I didn't tell you that.
No, you did not tell me that.
This was previous.
This was just prior to coming in and talking with you.
And then would run down the house.
So, you know, like I said, I just thought maybe if I had a drain in my yard that would catch that water before it got to my foundation. I know my backyard sets low, but the street is higher, the alley is way high, and I don't understand why it can't be graded down. And the curb issue would help also all along Westwood. So I guess.
Clarify for me, Katie, where does the water, it comes from the alley and from your neighbor to the east?
Most of this water is coming off of Westwood in here,
okay,
and then placed up closer to my house. And I would say the majority of it, I walked it just here the other day. I didn't take very good pictures. I just have that little bit there of my shed showing, but mm-hmm, right here behind my shed and over here is Dave Berger's property, and it's coming down behind my shed and it floods out all along my shed here, and then it comes around and it just gradually gets all down in here and gets worse.
And how long have you lived where you're at?
I have only been there not quite 2 years yet. I've always been, well, I was born and raised in Winchester. I've been here, but I haven't been at this area that long.
So it's by the name of Ivy.
Ivy. And that really, that is the, that's just my nickname. My real name is Janice K.
Okay. Sir, she's getting water runoff off the alley north of her and back of her. It's coming down that, it'd be the south side of the alley. The alley slants and runs.
Okay. Anything else, Kate?
No, I think that's it. Dave Berger has a driveway back there that goes down to his garage, and that water's coming in on him too. But it all runs on me because I'm sitting lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, thank you, Katie. You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other public concerns, comments?
Do you want to see my picture?
Sure, let's
present. Sure, would. Rosanna Canada. And every time it rains, this is what happens between Cone and Conrad's backyard. Street water that goes all the way down that way.
Down our alley and down. So
does it go down Cone's driveway?
Our driveway.
Is this Conan's driveway?
My driveway.
Is it coming down Heaston though?
With his finger?
I don't know.
I would think it, yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Right, Chris? The water's coming down Heaston, going west down Heaston, and then maybe turning south.
There's, where it's going? On Heaston, you have drains right up. You have a set of catch basins at Heaston and Clem. You go back on down by Conan's. You have one drain that sets in the middle of the kind of the intersection, and it's, if I remember right, there's one that would set on the south side, but that necessarily doesn't get everything that turns the corner because they're not. It's not being directed to that.
Your base is okay. I mean, your pump runs all the time.
We've had problems that all that rain has washed our crawl space like away, like a shade or something else. Well, all three of us. Mine had damage, and I'm going to speak for some, and then had damage on the other side.
They didn't, she didn't have that much problem before they put that drain. After they put that drain, see, I used to mow that yard for 10 years. Mowed up for Miss Hall. And they have, I mowed for 10 years. The drain is too hard, the water runs out. And then the drain is.
Thanks, we're very aware. I think we have. Again, I think we're very appreciative that you came in tonight to speak to us. We are definitely aware there is an issue down there. We will continue to investigate and look and see what we can do.
I'd like to go maybe get with Chris and maybe we can pull Cooley's in and see what's been done down there and maybe get some sort of evaluation.
What do you want me to do?
I said maybe we can get with Cooley's and you and
see what you want to
do. Yeah. I mean, I know you did a study down my neighborhood and showed where all the water comes from. We know there's a field down there, but that down there.
We're going to move on to the next item on our agenda today. Before we get into Chief Moore, I want to put Chief Tucker in at this time in front of the board. You want to speak to the board today, right?
Well, you can go ahead and skip on that. That's just for to cover base with them on like the SRP thing.
Several
weeks ago, see
where
they're at on those.
I'm sorry, I didn't put it here.
On my SOPs that I handed them several weeks ago, see where he's at on those.
Okay.
And then give them kind of a tentative.
Can you approach the?
I just want to make sure you're both going to be around in the middle of April. You're not like taking off on vacation or something.
I'd like to, but I'm not.
Before the hiring process.
Okay.
And so then we're at the schedule to do the board of works on the hiring.
And we can do that in executive session.
Correct.
We always do it.
I just wanted to kind of get an idea whether he's going to be on vacation or not. And I get with the guys, make sure I'm scheduled. Don't know when it's going to be available.
And you said something about an SOP that you give
the
boards.
Well, no, they've got one.
I didn't see any problem with what you gave me. I think what you were looking at is possibly adding a line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've done that. We're still in a public meeting, if you would, please.
Yeah, I've had a hard time learning that all hires will come in front of the
okay.
board.
Okay, that's all I...
So, yeah, that's what we agreed on that.
Okay.
So that one's in place.
Okay.
It was just the ones I had since then to see if you're good with them, that way I can get them put out.
What you gave us, I'm fine with.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
And then I'll let you know then when we're a little bit closer. It'll probably be more like second week of April.
Okay.
Excellent. I want to commend you and your department for being proactive on many of the issues, the drug issues around town.
Yes.
We haven't by any means hit them all, and we're just scratching the surface, but... Well, scratching the surface is better than doing nothing.
Yeah, yes. Several more coming.
We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, several more will be coming real soon here.
If you could get one a week, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to average more than that.
Okay. Thank you.
We're already averaging more than that.
Thank you, Chief.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And
stay safe.
Yeah, for sure.
Chief Moore?
Yeah.
I have snakes in the river.
You're not being good.
You got me in trouble.
I finally had a candidate that was qualified to be a paramedic and a firefighter. This top one is his resume. He currently flies as a medic for PHI out of Rushville. He lives in Middletown, which is actually Henry County, which is a budding Randolph County, so it means state statute or the county over.
As far as his,
where he resides right now. He just bought a house a couple years ago. He's really not interested in moving at this time. He said it wasn't a question.
I think we'll be SOP.
We do.
Better change that.
It's going to be changed.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I'm on you.
No problem. Yeah, I'll help us. So you're on it.
Yeah. WC Wiggins and I interviewed him last Thursday. Very nice gentleman. He worked at Green Fire. Went to Fisher's, worked 5 years, I think, at Fisher's Fire Department as a paramedic. And seemed like a really nice gentleman. My medical director and his legal, William Gossett from Bull Hospital, made some calls and got good scores from him. I guess I really just want to go forward with him on a conditional vote of employment. And once, I'm kind of putting the cart before the horse for what we've done in the past, but that's going to lead me right into this one. But once we, if we do get that, offer him a job, then we'll run him through our physical agility. We have a physical agility course we set up out of the training center. And state statute says that they have to show no fear of heights, which we'll have them climb our ladder, 75 foot, and no
bungee jump.
Fear, yeah. No fear of claustrophobia, which we black out a mask and have them crawl. He's already been a firefighter for several years, so.
I don't see that as an issue.
I don't see that as an issue. He's going to fill a great need we have right now. Give our fourth shift to paramedic. We won't even have to use the waiver.
Now, council has yet to approve your wages, right?
Hopefully in a little bit.
Well, what I'm getting at is I think you're probably telling him what he could get.
Could, right, okay. Right. If it's approved, yes.
And I hate for the guy to be disappointed. Yeah.
You know, it is probably lower than what he's used to being from the city, but we have a different work schedule that might be attractive to him also, having 3 days off in between our shifts, the way we have our shift schedule right now.
I think your wages will probably appeal to the county.
Right. Well, they get to enjoy their
comp time.
Their overtime every week.
Yeah.
Since they're on the 40-hour week and we're on the 212.
Right.
28-day pay period. What has it been, six weeks or 2 months now where we've advertised? I mean, we bit the bullet, put it in, Palladium Item, Star Press.
And if I can jump in,
this
is a great question. I did a lot of research on the PHI, and these people who do this job have to be constantly certified.
That's
every possible certification there is, they have to be on it, because you don't call the helicopter for just a broken
leg.
He's experienced. It's got to be experienced. Be running this since 2015. Yeah. So
he's certified instructor in three different levels. Our paramedics will now have to be certified in every 2 years, so he can do that instruction in house. But that brings me to this. I want you to talk about this, and if you want to give me a direction on that, provided everything goes well in the council meeting next, that'd be fine. Having said that, we only got one qualified candidate. He is going to let us meet our shift schedule, having a paramedic. I don't know where Dwayne Petrie is. I have an application from Dwayne Petrie. You might have to be able to help Tim with the approval of that one. I don't think I brought it up.
I have to decide on that one.
He's assistant director at Randolph County, and he's going to work part-time. But he does want to be on the part-time schedule. But having said that, absolutely. I work out there.
You work out there.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think there's a problem.
Yeah.
I was just talking, he could give me an endorsement for Dwayne since I didn't bring the...
I know Dwayne.
I'll give the endorsement.
Isn't he also the assistant coroner?
I know.
Yes. Yes. So, and possibly...
He used to be coroner, right?
Yes. He might run again, I don't know, when the time comes. Let's see, I dove off topic, I gotta say one other thing. I'm gonna talk with them about working more closely together, Dwayne and Diana, and then hopefully we can have something to bring to the executives of both county and city.
I think we're gonna have to...
So you probably need approval today to hire...
Yes, to hire this gentleman, I would need to go forward with the conditional letter of employment.
If you get the money.
Yes, yes.
On contingency that...
Yeah.
And then we'd have to revisit it if we do not.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So...
That's a good motion right there.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor of the motion to hire this gentleman on contingency that the salary schedule be revised, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
And I was just looking to see if this one has a date on it.
Do you need anything for Dwayne?
I just need the approval to hire him part-time. We can go.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been seconded to hire this individual on a part-time basis. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
That would give us, we've been approved by council to hire two paramedic firefighters. I have spoke with Ed Sabahan, used to be at Randall County EMS. He went down to Richmond. He's Richmond Fire's EMS chief, I think. He's got a couple openings. I'm supposed to talk to him in May. They're going to have a paramedic class in Richmond. This is one of my current volunteers and part-time. He's an EMTB. For paramedic school, you have to be an EMTB. You have to have your entry level. This kid's a young kid. He's been around for a while. Very, very intelligent kid. Very willing to learn. He's expressed interest in a career job. I haven't had any other paramedics apply. I guess I would like your approval, or if you want more information on him, I can get it. I'd like to hire him and get him enrolled in paramedic school in Richmond.
And how long's that school run?
About a year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's challenging. I mean, it's a lot of hours. You not only have classroom hours, you have clinical hours that you have to get at the hospital and then in the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd be able to do that on the job now, either with us or Randolph County, or I think he'll be able to ride at Richmond.
So as it stands, if you were to hire the one guy, mm-hmm. and then you have part-time people that can step in,
right.
Does that make you ready to go for ALS?
That's where I had an ADD moment.
Okay.
We are running paramedic right now.
Okay.
We had the state in on Friday, and when he left, I said, so we're waiting on our certification. He said, no, you're certified. You can take calls right now.
Great. Is that all shifts? I guess.
Yes.
All shifts were on,
yes.
Paramedic.
Today was our shift that we didn't have a paramedic on, but I snapped it with a paramedic.
Okay.
So the only time, if we don't have a paramedic available on this shift, I'll have to email Don Watson and tell him. And he said I could give it to him 2 weeks out. I could give it to him 2 weeks back. We're covered with the certification for paramedic, and we're covered with a waiver for that.
Starting in April, you could probably give us somewhat of a report of revenues and what you're seeing.
I could, because I haven't, other than call the hospital,
right.
And say, and like I said, we've had talks with the hospital. Right now, we're doing every other call. We've taken since Friday two paramedic calls and two advanced EMT calls, where we wouldn't have been able to do that without.
So it's already.
Yeah. I mean, we've had four calls since Friday afternoon, and I haven't changed anything with 911, and that was just a call to the hospital, where they're going to call us every other call with the county right now, until we visit there.
I guess just
for your information, the fire department has upgraded their EMP service and have advanced life support people on call now, so we can take 911 calls not only through the county, but through the Winchester Fire Department. And that was implemented by Chief Moore here just recently. So that's a benefit to everyone in the county. When you get those emergency calls, you're getting somebody highly trained now from two areas coming, and not just one area. So it doesn't mean anything to you're having a heart attack.
Exactly.
Then it does mean something. Or something more serious than that. So, so that's just clarification for you.
Sorry, I kind of left you guys for a while.
Well, we're looking at reorganization of the space too, so more conducive to the audience.
I'm looking at this guy's references.
He's a good kid. He is a good kid. He could not financially go to paramedic school, working where he's working with some margins. He wouldn't have the time or the hours. If we bring him in, he gets through PERF, we're able to hire him, then
his father is a former police officer. Or no, uncle.
Uncle. And I didn't know that until 3 or 4 weeks ago. Tanya's.
He's a good kid.
Yep. And like I said, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't.
Well, you guys all work with the family anyway, so family's happy.
If we could bring him in hired and he could go to school on our dime, and I have no doubt the gentleman could get certified. It's tough, but I have that.
Well, I think we all agree that, you want him?
Yep.
Well, we're not going to micromanage your fire department.
I appreciate that.
I like to sleep at night.
I appreciate that. Exactly. I think you guys know Nathan Goodman, Ed Roberts' stepson. Ed, he's almost done with EMT school. No, he's an EMT advanced. Okay. So he would be at a different level than we even have right now. He works for Delaware County EMS, and he's moving to town. Mm-hmm. He wants to be a volunteer, and that is, Dalton. Dalton works on the fire department, White River, or Ward Township's territory right now. He's also on White River. He's almost done with EMTB school, and he's interested in part-time volunteer work. I call it part-time, but we're a combination.
So you've got things covered.
This has just given me more lateral movement to get people on that. If I get him covered, he's not a paramedic, but he's an EMT.
Right.
These two guys, one's an EMTA and one will be an EMT here shortly. Then an EMT has to be in the ambulance with a medic. If you've got four people that aren't certified and a paramedic, you can't operate as a paramedic.
Right.
You have to have an EMT with you.
Right back where you were.
So I just like to hire these guys as part-time too. And everybody that I'm throwing at you, I'm still going to do the triple I with Richie. I'll do the checks with my medical director also, which this gentleman's already underneath our medical director, so.
Well, there's a lot of oversight.
Yes. I just want to cover it, make sure.
Right.
This is all within the framework of what we approved.
Everything, yes.
Anyway, so.
Yep. So these two I just need.
This is a hiring
and
part-time
career.
As well.
Yep.
I move that we go ahead with the three candidates that he just recently presented.
Second that motion.
Motion and second to hire three candidates. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Clerk Treasurer's report. Thank you. Let's pay our bills.
End of February, $3,693.83. March 1st through the 16th, $85,500.07. Payroll, $23,958.31. That's for three payrolls. And total of accounts payable vouchers is $113,152.21.
Motion to pay the claims.
Second.
Motion to second to pay the claims. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion passes. We will pay our bills.
I don't know what the end of the month you'll get. Set up the direct deposit.
Another meeting's over. I forgot to mention my niece that lives two doors over from Katie, how her basement used to flood so bad. 7 foot of water. I forgot to mention that before, because she didn't get to come to the meeting.
Okay, where's she at?
She's two doors over from Katie.
What's her name?
Carolee Rose.
Carol what?
Rose. Well, it's Haney now, Carol Haney. Yeah. She's two doors over from Katie, so it's right by the street. Clement Will. There's a problem right there, there's a problem with us.
On both sides.
We don't know.
We're still paying.
I want to take part in this question. We make a green bill.
Stay here for the council meeting, huh?
Are you guys going to make a motion to adjourn?
We're going to have to do it.
I make a motion that the Board of Works adjourn.
Yeah, I'm here. You did that.
Hey, thanks for listening to us.
Thank you, folks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. If I'm down in your neighborhood.